USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All eyes are on Georgia Senate runoffs. With 99% of the precincts reporting, Democrat Raphael Warnock has been projected the winner in one of Georgia's two Senate runoff elections, defeating incumbent Senator Kelly Loeffler. If the numbers hold up, Warnock will become the first black American elected to represent Georgia in the Senate. In the other race, Democratic candidate John Ossoff is leading GOP Senator Perdue by a very thin margin and too close to call. The results should be completed by this afternoon. In the final step in certifying the next president of the United States, the Electoral College vote count in Congress today is expected to be much longer and more contentious of an event. Under federal law, January 6 is the date. Electoral College votes determining the next president are counted in a joint session of Congress beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern. The process is presided over by President of the Senate. In this case, it's Vice President Mike Pence. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep in the new year with a MyPillow Premium Pillow. On sale right now through MyPillow.com. Standards are queens, $29.98, a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. And the guarantee continues until March 1st of 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and get yourself a MyPillow Premium Pillow at the best price ever for the new year.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A missing teenage girl from Washington State has been found. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox has more.
A 15-year-old girl believed to have been kidnapped from Yakima, Washington, and the subject of an Amber Alert found late Monday near Wells in Elko County, Nevada. Yakima police said a suspect vehicle seen around 10 p.m. Monday in Nevada. Authorities pulled the driver over. The missing teenager was found in the car and safely recovered. The suspect arrested and charged with kidnapping and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. He's being held in Elko County Jail on $250,000 bond. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Experts were projecting 2020 as the U.S. auto industry's worst year since the Great Recession, but upbeat numbers indicate it wasn't too bad. Sales for 2020 are expected to come in around $14.5 million. That would be down 15% from the 2019 total of 17.1 million vehicles, but it is significantly better than the 10 million to 12 million some experts were forecasting last spring. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Per the Constitution, January 6th, the Electoral College numbers from the 2020 presidential election will come to a final vote in Congress. Expecting fireworks later today, USA Radio News' Dan Araki fills us in.
A number of Republican representatives and senators say they will challenge the electoral vote count when Congress meets on Wednesday to certify that vote. Congressman Jim Jordan says he plans on issuing challenges to the electoral vote in six states. The Ohio Republican told Newsmax what to expect on the floor of the House.
Well, what you're going to see is several members of the United States House of Representatives object to the electors being accepted and certified in six states. And the reason you're going to see that is because all these states, there was unconstitutional change in the election rules just prior to the election. The Constitution, Sean, as all your viewers know, is very straightforward. It says that the legislature determines the time, place, and manner for elections, not Supreme Courts in the state, not governors, not Secretary of State, not county clerks, not Facebook, not Twitter. It says the legislature. And in all these states that we will object to tomorrow, someone outside the legislature, they went around the legislature and changed the election rules. And the reason they had to go around the legislature is because they were controlled by Republicans. So they sued in friendly court. They got a hack Secretary of State who would change the rules at the last minute. That's how they did this.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has named four lawmakers to serve as Democratic leaders in the House ahead of the expected debate. The session should begin at 1 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.